Julie Anderson is Chief Executive of the Plastic Oceans Foundation. Hello, Julie.
Hello.
Hello. There's a great deal of momentum in this area, isn't it? Good afternoon. Thanks ever so much for being with us. Do you welcome what our Environment Secretary Michael Gove has had to say?
Absolutely. I think it's a key success. To put implement the deposit return is extremely important in really raising awareness of our plastic use. I think you mentioned in yourself, in your own behavior, of being more aware of all the items that you use that are plastic. And when you actually add in the deposit scheme, it actually raises more awareness. And I think this has been reflected in the schemes like adding a cost to the plastic bags. I think in the UK that's about 5 pence for a plastic bag. Mm-hmm. And it's been really effective in lowering the amount of plastic bags used. And I think this also, adding this to the bottles and the deposit return, you are going to get a reduction in that use.
Do you have this in California? I believe I'm speaking to you from California.
Yes, we have the return system, and it's definitely increased the recycling dramatically in California as well as in other states here in the U.S. And it's critical, but at the same time, it's also important that one thing that we're challenged with is that recycling of plastic bottles can only be recycled so many times. And at some point, it does come to an end and it can't be recycled. So really, what we advocate for is that the bottle scheme, the deposit return scheme, is good for really changing behavior.
Do you think it will change people's behavior for this? And actually, the other thing is, Julie, do you think people will be prepared to pay more for food? Because if there's one thing that you know about the retail industry and the big grocery stores, they'll make their money.
They will make it. And then people eventually, they do pay more. At first, there's always pushback. There was always pushback with the pay charging of plastic bags. But there was a huge reduction in the use of plastic bags. Here in California alone, there was a reduction of over 70% once there was a tax added. I think even in the UK, there was over 80% decrease in the use of plastic bags when there was a charge. So people are willing to pay. And really, it is, you know, advocates like the Plastic Oceans Foundation, we definitely advocate for policy change. Let's put the burden on the producers and for them to take care of it. And when you do that, they end up changing their ways. And in Germany is an example of that. They created policies where they put the burden of recycling on the producer. And as soon as they did that, the producers used less plastic.
Yes.
I mean, they just didn't want to pay for it, so they used less. And immediately you had a 60-70% decrease in the amount of plastic created.
The other thing about this, Julie, I note your reference to Germany there. I think Sweden and Denmark do. They operate their own versions of a deposit return scheme, and they've got much higher recycling rates than the UK. They certainly got there. They were early adopters rather than late adopters like me. When you transport food, and we consume these vast amounts, when you transport food, you know, you have like maybe 6 apples or 4 apples. They come in their own little container with plastic over the top. And when you transport that stuff, it can only be transported like that in an efficient manner. If we're going to start reducing packaging, the manufacturers do have something of a problem, don't they, in terms of how they get that stuff around and into our hands if they can't transport it in bulk and easily. And again, to be fair to them, there is going to be a cost implication for those changes.
Absolutely. There is a cost. But yeah, I think if you mentioned earlier, even we didn't always have this plastic when we were still able to get our apples. Mm-hmm. Even when I was growing up 20 years ago, there wasn't always 3 layers of plastic, you know, with my apple wrapped in plastic, into a plastic bag, and then into another plastic bag to take home.
Yeah.
So it's just gotten to a point of where we've taken it for granted. And then that's really where we have to shift that change, or just we shift the awareness of what plastic we're using, and then just go back to cutting out most of that plastic. We just don't need it. And like you said, with water bottles, you drink out of the tap. Most of the water bottles are filled from tap water.
Listen, I call him a friend. He's a correspondent for us. Simon Gordon on Twitter. He's just contacted me, Julie. Tell him off. He says, Andrew Castle thinks I should carry a tap with me in the car or when I'm out and about in case I need a drink. Now, listen, Simon, don't be silly. This is a serious subject. And do you know what, Julie? I first noticed how ridiculous plastic packaging was when I went to Japan in the 80s. They wrap each individual piece of fruit in plastic and they put a bow on it.
Exactly.
How weird is that?
And that's really all of Asia. I've lived in Japan as well. I've lived in Asia for 10 years. And all of Asia is... It really over-consuming plastic because of that wrapping and how they package all of their fruits. And really, it reflects how we see plastic as a social. We're socially tied to it because we see it as a means to sterilization. We think, oh, it must be more sterile because it's wrapped in plastic. But we now know that a lot of the plastics are leaching chemicals, and it's actually far more toxic than we ever imagined.
In California, Julie, do you drink water out of the tap? I bet you don't.
I do drink tap water.
Do you?
That's but I have a filter on my tap. So.
Smart. Okay, well, I'm posing that question this hour. Why don't we drink more water out of the tap? London tap water is the best in the world. Discuss, Julie.
Very good. And I think Simon Gordon should carry a reusable container and fill it up before he gets in the car.
Simon Gordon's silly. Julie, thank you very much indeed. Julie Anderson is Chief Executive of the Plastic Oceans Foundation.